Hi, I'm State Senator Corey Tomchek. First, I want to wish you all a Happy New Year. I am excited to ring in 2025 and get back to work here in the state capitol. Now that campaign season is behind us, the legislature is ready to begin a new session and tackle the issues that Wisconsin faces. In the next few months, we will begin to work on the biennial state budget. With over $4 billion in the bank, I believe one of our biggest priorities should be to return those back to those who paid them. You, the taxpayers of Wisconsin. A state should not be sitting on piles of cash as a result of taking too many tax dollars from our hardworking constituents. In the last session, the Republican legislature passed bills that would do just that, only to be met by a veto from Governor Evers. Those bills were strictly tax cut bills, using thresholds supported by the governor. There were no poison pills, no other policy attached, yet Governor Evers felt that your hard-earned money belongs in Madison and not in your pocket. I am ready to pass another tax cut and urge Governor Evers to support it. Along with the new session, I plan on bringing back a couple of bills near and dear to my heart. Those bills would prevent any municipality from banning vehicles based on their power source, and the other would do the same for devices such as lawnmowers, chainsaws, and leaf blowers. This means that places like Madison could not ban your gas lawnmower, and places like Mosney or Marshfield could not ban electric cars. I believe all Wisconsinites should be able to drive whatever car they want and use whatever tool they want, regardless of what powers them. These bills have been signed into law in other states by Republican and Democrat governors, and I hope Governor Evers sees that these are common sense bills and signs them into law this year. Again, Happy New Year. I wish you and your families a prosperous and healthy 2025.